I think it was just a game time decision, and I think it would have been pretty dumb of me to even try to play, because you know, it could have got nothing but worse during that time. But I think every day by day is getting better and better, and I felt pretty good running around on Saturday. It's just you know, it takes time.
So. I hate asking questions like this when I'm going to. How agonizing was it though for you in that last possession, knowing that you'd have been out there, you'd have been able to take some of the pressure off of Marvin?
I mean, yeah, it definitely hurts. I mean, you know that you want to do anything to help the team, but I also trusted the other guys in there, and you know, I feel like we could have put anybody in there, and they could have did the job. You know, one of the biggest things we pride ourselves in is that not losing a beat, you know, when somebody goes down. And it's next man in, so I think everybody was pretty well prepared. It was just unfortunate what came out.
When did you know that you weren't going to play?
It was actually right at the game. So it was a game-time decision for all of us and for the training staff, me, and for the coaches. And I think it was just coming out and seeing how well I can run. And, I mean, I felt like I was decent, but definitely Cavante was one of those guys that you can put in any situation, and a guy that they trust. So I, you know, felt really good about the decision, and you know, Cavante had a pretty good game himself. So
do you expect to be full go today when you go out to practice?
I expect to do a lot of practice today. I think we're going to play by ear again, not try to put too much strain on it, but because I'm really trying to get ready for this game.
Are you in Hans' team?
No.
Why are you?
Well, me and Marvin kind of like the same position. He's
okay.
Out there, so
okay.
Yeah.
So next year you'll be.
Probably. But me and Cavante will probably be sharing that position.
It had to have been agonizing to see that from the sideline Saturday. Because it was perfectly executed. There's nothing that Jason could have done.
Yeah, and Jason was kind of by himself over there on the island, and you know, it's a tough position for him to play, be in. But you know, it's something for the whole kickoff to be ready for. Even if you're not on, even if hand teams are on, you gotta expect everything, and it's just something we learn from.
Does it kind of unplug? I mean, the special teams have been inching forward for a long time. You guys had a hard, tough, rough start, maybe not across the board, but you know, yeah. Thinking maybe kick return, and then that play happens, and then everybody thinks that they're unplugged again.
You know, I don't think it's unplugged at all. I think we've took a lot of big strides in special team this year, from first game to now, and especially our kickoff team has really been doing really well the last few games. And, you know, it's just something we got to learn about. You know, mistakes will happen, and I think the whole team now, that's going to make us better in the long run, just to know that would happen. And the special teams are still be building. Like every year it happens like this. I mean, the special team is going to keep building and keep getting better.